Welcome to Ray Dog's Random Thoughts. Ray Sean Blyden here. Leave a like, share, and subscribe. Visit politicalbombshow.com or raydog.com. Let's run through some stories here. See what catches my attention as I read the headlines. Let's see. New poll shows vulnerable Democratic senator may be in trouble. Don't care. Trump-backed candidate pulls off massive victory in Louisiana. This sounds like an interesting one to me. Let's go with this one here. So the Republican Party secured a massive win in Louisiana, putting an end to 8 years of Democrat rule, as current governor John Bel Edwards will be termed out in January. The Republican Party took back the governor's office after State Attorney General Jeff Landrieu skated by the required 50% threshold in Louisiana's open primary system. This eliminated the need for a runoff between the top dual candidates. I'm not going to do trending, whatever that is. The win also sealed a Republican supermajority, as the party currently holds a supermajority in both the state House and Senate. Today's election says that our state is united, Landy said, doing his victory speech. It's a wake-up call, and it's a message that everyone should hear loud and clear, that we, the people in this state, are going to expect more out of our government from here on out. And someone tweeted, I can't get used to saying X'd. Someone X'd, total Jeff Landry victory. We flipped Louisiana tonight by a lot. Biden plus 8 districts? Nah, some flipped to a Republican plus 30. So hello to one of the best governors of the country. Thanks, Trump. And by the way, all that, I should have been yelling all that because they have it in all caps, but I'm not going to yell. Not going to yell. What else we have? Let's see. The party of idiots. I don't give blank the anti-Israel talking point that sent this TV host over the edge. Not going to go there. Why Israel had to postpone its ground invasion of Gaza. Let's see here. A Biden administration sends bank a message about lending money to illegal immigrants. Let's see. This, just out of curiosity, if I had to take a guess, I'm going to say that they're pro that they want them to give them money so they can keep get them to vote by giving them license to drive even though they're not legal. But I digress. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and the Justice Department released a joint statement on Thursday notifying financial institutions that they cannot discriminate against illegal immigrants. Even before I read it, you have to be an idiot not to see that coming. All credit applicants are protected from discrimination on the basis of their national origin, race, and other characteristics covered by the Equal Credit Opportunity Act, regardless of their immigration status. The reminder states, DOJ and CFPB said they released a statement over reports of consumers being denied credit cards, as well as auto, student, personal, and equipment loans due to their immigration status. Fair access to credit is, okay, I just knew that that's what it's going to be about. I don't want to read any more about it. This is just ridiculous and stupid. It makes no freaking sense at all. Point blank, it's stupid. It really is. Let's see, what's this? MSNBC quietly yanks anti-Israel Muslim anchors off air. Okay, this is interesting. Let's see what this one is about. Let's see. MSNBC has quietly yanked some anti-Israeli Israel reporters off the air and out of anchors' chairs in the aftermath of Hamas' barbaric October 7th attacks, which killed over 1,200 Israelis. Babies were beheaded, oh my lord, and burned. This is sick and evil. Families were slaughtered along the pervasive reports of R word that rhymes with grape and kidnappings. It was a brutal shock to the national psyche of Israel and the world. The viciousness of the atrocities has made most anti-Israel activists shy to voice their true opinion, and rightfully so. They'll get drowned out by the outrage of decent people. There's no defense for raping young girls and burning babies. And yet, scores of terrorist sympathizing rallies were held, exposing that these folks aren't anti-Israel due to political reasons like their opposition to the so-called occupation of Palestine. They just hate Jewish people. One of the communists, Tim Graham, who is the executive editor for MRC's Newsbusters, wrote about MSNBC's tweaking of their Israeli coverage after some of their anchors went off the reservation over the weekend. Let's see. What is this? So someone X'd Tom Elliott. Netanyahu leads the most far extremist Jewish nationalist government that it has existed. What are you going to do? Are you going to reoccupy the Gaza Strip? Repopulate it with settlements? Are you going in there to try to kill every Hamas leader? So that's what that says there. I'm not going to play audio. Not going to play audio. What's this one? Jake Wallace Simmons X. The BBC reporter from Gaza is telling the truth. Israeli forces warn civilians to vacate areas they are about to hit to save innocent lives. That is the difference between democratic Israel and the butchery of Hamas. All people of... See, I... Let me see. I knew it. It's just ridiculous. I mean, unbelievable. Let's see what else we got in the news. I'm reading some headlines. Clemens students protest against tampons being distributed in men's bathrooms. What can you say about that? I'm just going to leave that subject alone. I'm going to leave that one alone, folks, because clearly we live in a world where people are just mentally ill, is how I'm going to put it. New report claims China is threatening the U.S. with a nuclear war warning. Okay, sure, let's do this one. Story number two. Now, China has issued a nuclear warning to the United States as several wars continue to rage on internationally, according to the Congressional Commission on the Strategic Posture of the United States. China is warning the U.S. that those who play with fire will perish by it, after a report notes the possibility of conflict between Moscow and Beijing. The 145-page report reveals that the U.S. is unprepared to face the challenge of a nuclear threat posed by Russia and China. It is an existential challenge for which the United States is ill-prepared unless its leaders make decisions now, the report states. A bipartisan group of six Democrats and six Republicans produced a report after nearly a year of investigating the matter. The report describes Russia and China's behavior as militarily troubling and increasingly aggressive, which has increased the risk of conflict between two nuclear pairs. Predicting that China will reach nuclear parity with the U.S. by the mid-2030s. So that's what the report says. I can't disagree with that. Not at all. I can't disagree with that. I really can't. So let's find one more story here. Let's see. Biden administration sends banks a message. I did that one already. What else we got here? Average doctor salary in 2023. It's just mind-blowing. Is that good? I want to read it, but I want to end with something. All right, fine. Let's see what's going on here. Let's see what's going on here. Okay, I think that link is somehow no good. That's weird. Okay, good. I didn't want to end on that anyway. You know what? Never mind. Those are those things that get you with sponsor content. They got me good. All right, let's find one more here. What do you call this? I think this is what you call it. Let's see. Okay. And we're going to end on not so good notes here. Probably just going to do two random thoughts this week. I did Monday. And this will be Friday. So, Friday, I usually do some stuff from crime online. So let's see. Road rage. Driver fatally shoots another driver, wounds second man who filmed the incident. Wow. Let's read that one. An angry driver shot and killed another angry driver in Portland on Wednesday and then shot another man who began recording the incident on his cell phone. Why would you do that? People are, I'm waging to bet that this person who started recording with his cell phone is Gen Z. Because for them, last Sunday we talked about this in the class that I am a part of at my church. Is that people are so desensitized to violence that this doesn't faze them at all. You know, clearly this isn't something that you need to film with your cell phone. And I don't think he was filming it just so he can give evidence to the police. I think he was filming it because he was getting a thrill up his leg. And he was happy to film this. Or her, whoever filmed it. I am willing to bet that this person, first of all, you're an idiot. It's a high risk, dangerous situation. And all you can think to do is to record it. And what, you're going to put it on TikTok for TikTok clout? Is that what you want to do? What an idiot. Anyway, I just don't understand idiots. Why would you do it? But anyway, an affidavit says that Jeffrey Edward Hammond was partially blocking an intersection in the Oregon City Wednesday afternoon when another driver, Ryan Martin, pulled up behind him, KOIN reported. The two men flipped each other off, wow, and Martin swerved around Hammond's car, stopping on the other side of the intersection. He got out of his car and walked back to confront Hammond, who loaded a gun and shot Martin in the chest when he got to his car. I'm sorry, I had a bad day, Martin told Hammond as he tried to shoot him again. Are you kidding me? Pow, pow, I had a bad day. I'm sorry, pow, pow, wow. But his gun malfunctioned. Witnesses told police they heard Hammond tell Martin, he was lucky I didn't shoot you in the heart. But Hammond later told detectives he likely said, you're lucky I didn't shoot you in the head. Oh, that's better. Martin, 47, wasn't so lucky though, and died on the concrete. Meanwhile, Sam Gomez came out of the Moxie Hotel on the intersection and began recording the incident. Hammond fired at Gomez, who tried to run. The bullet went through one of his legs and lodged in the other. He's still hospitalized after surgery, you idiot. Hammond drove away from the incident, calling 911 as he left. The affidavit says that he admitted shooting both men while on the call. He drove to the top floor of a parking garage by the courthouse where he surrendered to the police. While being interviewed by police, Hammond said he knew Martin wasn't armed and that he planned to shoot him a second time, but couldn't when his gun jammed. What a sick, evil person. He said he shot Gomez because he thought he recognized him executing a military tactic and believed Gomez was going to ambush him. Huh. So there you go. I mean, unbelievable. People are evil. That's all I can amount this to, evilness. So anyway, don't forget to leave a like, share, and subscribe. PoliticalBombshow.com, RayDog.com, and I will see you in the next one. Here we go.